poet Francis Webb occupies a paradoxical place in Australian literary culture. He's largely unknown to the wider public, his work not taught in schools, but amongst scholars of poetry, he is the gold standard, a master of last lines, of last stanzas and final phrases. Your favourite Australian poet's favourite Australian poet. Francis Webb is also notable for weaving themes of depression and mental health into his work, and to a larger extent, the global poetry tapestry. Here to discuss the legacy of Francis Webb, we welcome arguably the leading Francis Webb scholar in Australian literary studies today, Dr. Toby Davidson. Morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good, Danny. How are you? Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here. I imagine you were champing at the bit there to have a chat about one of your favourite subjects. You're currently the biggest contributor to keeping Francis Webb's poetry and legacy alive. How did you first fall under the spell of Francis Webb's work?
I had what I now call the Francis Webb moment, because I've seen many other readers have this. Like many other people, I wasn't taught his work at school. Many of his contemporaries from that post-war world, people like Judith Wright and others from the 50s and 60s when he was also publishing. It was not until I was doing a PhD at Deakin University in Melbourne, actually, on Australian poetry, that someone recommended. They said, "You must read Francis Webb." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Haven't heard of that guy, but I'll go check him out." And then I got the 1969 version of his collected poems, which had been published. And I started reading through it, and a couple of poems in, I had that moment where you just kind of go, "Oh my goodness." And you put down the collection and you realize you're dealing with someone who is probably way beyond any other Australian poet. I certainly felt that at the time. And you have this moment where you're kind of like, how have I never heard of this guy? But also, how is this guy so ridiculously good, and so ridiculously good at a young age? By 18 or 19, he was writing incredibly mature poetry. And his career kind of tailed off in his 30s. So he was this young prodigy at the time. So I had this moment just reading some of his work where, and being a poet myself as well as a scholar, I was just struck by how fiendishly brilliant he was, and all the time. He didn't seem to have a bad moment.
Fiendishly brilliant is a wonderful way to describe it.
I had this moment where I was just like, this guy is unbelievable. And why isn't he celebrated as much as some of the other giants of that same era?
I understand you were passed the torch about the Francis Webb thing by someone very close to Francis.
Yes, his sister Claudia. I got talking to her, and she asked if I could really take his works to the next generation. So I told her that I could, and so I've been on that for some time. I was the editor of his collected poems that was published in 2011, and still in print with the University of Western Australia Press. And this year actually is his is the Francis Webb centenary. So he was 100 years ago this year. So it's a good time to celebrate. And I've been out around, doing interviews, talking to people, and working towards a future biography, I hope, of Francis Webb.
I imagine when people think Aussie poets, they sort of think Banjo Paterson and Henry Lawson. How does Francis Webb compare in both representing Australia in poetry and also just sort of on a larger scale?
Yeah, those earlier poets from the sort of 1890s into the 1900s really sort of filtered through into the Australian literary culture. And Webb himself was influenced by Henry Lawson and many other writers of those earlier generations that had. You can see their poetry is much more influenced by oral poetry, rhyming poetry, and that kind of thing, and much more sort of poetry that the everyday person could quite easily, recite and enjoy in that era before TV and in some cases before radio, where at the end of the day everyone was expected to read something, or to perform or to entertain. Webb is a part of that different generation where he is greatly influenced by the modernism of T.S. Eliot and is interested in being far more complicated on the page. You'll be able to hear it in any line, but that means he can pack his poems with all kinds of meaning. It might mean you need to read his poems two or three times sometimes to get a grip of it. But as a student in one of my classes said, geniuses are gonna genius. And he, Like those, like painters like Jackson Pollock or Picasso, he asks something of his audience. He asks you to sit for a while with it and to understand what's going on in his work. So he can be famously not so much difficult, but he can be he's a part of that generation that's moving more from an oral culture of poetry to a written culture of poetry. In an era of the Second World War and cinema and psychology and all of this stuff is going on in the world, and he's trying to find a way to write in this new era that he finds himself that is much more complicated than the world of the 1890s
Indeed.
for
And
British poets.
tackling the mental health taboo was sort of one of those things that's considered sort of one of his more notable contributions to the poetry world, right?
Yeah, that's right. I always say there are two things that the everyday person, or the two reasons that the everyday person should care about Francis Webb. One is that he is a prodigy, and he's considered by many poets to be Australia's greatest poet for that reason. But the second reason is that, yeah, he's the first Australian poet to write openly about experiences of mental health and mental illness. He had his own mental issues, which by about his late 20s were starting to affect him, which would later be diagnosed as schizophrenia, but it was diagnosed as many other things, and there was no diagnosis he ultimately accepted. He himself called it the sacred illness in one of his poems, and saw it very much through a religious lens. He was what he called a strict but not puritanical Catholic. But he also but that also gave him some strength to be able to write about those experiences literally within mental hospitals, which no Australian poet had ever touched. Early Australian poets had and certainly American poets of this by this time that he was influenced by had talked about being institutionalized. Robert Lowell most obviously, Sylvia Plath is probably the most well known. But Webb was the first to do it in Australian poetry and then influenced successive generations of Australian poets who wrote about it more and more. And now there are whole anthologies of poetry about mental health in Australia. But he's the first to do it in the 1950s, which is decades before many other people. Yeah.
And you're continuing to bring this to new generations. You've teamed up with a local high school to do an annual Francis Webb poetry reading at the Willoughby Library.
Yeah. Since. It's been running for a while now, actually, since about 2012. There's been the annual Francis Webb reading, and it's actually in yeah, so it's at Willoughby Library, Chatswood, and it's coming up again on the on Saturday, the 23rd, I think it is. Yeah, the 23rd. Come along. You can find it on the Willoughby Library website, Events with Francis Webb. Yeah, it's just a free annual event with two of the high schools that Francis Webb went to, St. Pius X College in Chatswood, just around the corner, and also Christian Brothers Lewisham that he went to later on as well. And so those two high schools kind of remember him as kind of an old boy, if you like, and we get students to read his poems along with established poets and scholars and fans of Webb's work. So it's always a really interesting afternoon, and to hear the work read aloud by so many different readers is a great way to first be introduced to his work.
I will put the details for when that's happening up on the 2SER website, as well as links to all of the other writing and research you've done there in regards to Francis Webb, Dr. Toby Davidson. Before I let you go, though, might I call upon you? Would it be all right if I got you to read one of Francis Webb's works?
Sure, no problem.
Sorry to put you on the
And yeah,
spot here.
thanks for putting that up. People can also Google Francis Webb Centenary, and there's a whole list of things available through the University of Western Australia publishing website linked to that. The poem I want to read is one called A Death at Winson Green. And it was published in 1955 in England in the Times Literary Supplement. Webb spent some time in England, particularly through the 50s. But this is Australia's first explicit poem about someone being institutionalized. There were other poets who had been institutionalized. Henry Kendall was one, Anna Wickham was another from previous generations. But he's the first one to openly write about it, which was a colossal taboo. And he then went on to write another 20 or 25 poems after this. But this is quite a big moment in Australian poetry. And I'll just read a couple of couple of stanzas from it.
Please.
So A Death of Winson Green. Visitor's Day, the graven perpetual smile, string bags agape, and pity's laundered glove. The last of the heathens shuffles down the aisle, dark glass to a beauty which we hate and love. Our empires rouse against this ancient fear, long sufferings, anecdotes levelled at our doom. Mind tracks of old allegiance, prying here, perplex the sick man raving in his room. Outside, a shunting engine hails from bed, the reminiscent feast day, long since dead. Noon reddens, trader birds deal cannily with winsome green, and the slouch-hatted sun gapes at windows netted in wire. And we, like early kings with book and word cast down, realities from our squared electric shore. Two orderlies are whistling in the spring. Doors slam, and a man is dying at the core of triumph won. As a tattered, powerful wing, the screen bears out his face against the bed, silver, derelict, wrapped, and almost dead. So
Wow.
that's him in Winston Green Hospital in Surrey, where he was institutionalized, one of the first places he was. He then came back to Australia later in the 60s and also wrote a whole series from Ward 2 at Parramatta Psychiatric Hospital, now Cumberland Hospital,
Wow.
as well. And writing about the lives of people who were hidden away, edited out of that society, including not just people with mental health issues, but also geriatric patients, also drug addicts, but also gay people as well, who were institutionalized around the same time as well. And he wrote about all of them from a from an insider's point of view, a kind of a fellowship with those who were rejected from that society.
It's beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Dr. Toby Davidson, Australian poetry scholar, creator, facilitator, editor discussing the legacy of Frances Webber. I really appreciate your time here today.
Oh, thanks, Danny, and I hope people find their own Frances Webb moment out there.